want to know about iPhone 7. Anybody have got that phone? How it works as far as accessibility is concerned?
You know, I think Jeanette Kutesh and John Smith may have iPhone 7s.
Okay.
So maybe if you put an email out on the Blybug list, maybe they'll respond.
I'm using Office 365, 16, Windows 10, and every so often, if I leave my computer on overnight, the next morning, I have no new emails in. They're out there, but they have not come into my computer, and I end up having to close Outlook down and maybe even reboot the computer to get it going again. Anybody know
is
what?
Is this Exchange Pop 3 I have? What is this?
I do also have an Exchange account on there, and it seems to continue to bring in email. It's just my IMAP accounts.
I've been trying to install a library for the Python language, and I'm having a great deal of trouble trying to access what I've installed.
Tell us more. Is it you can't find it once you've installed it? Or?
I found a file, at least one of the files named what I wanted, and I included the path. I set the directory to point directory to find it, and it claims it's not there, or there's no module of that name. And
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is that sometimes there are hidden files, and maybe it thinks it should be hidden files, but that's a long shot.
I've rebooted quite often, and this sets new problems.
So can you actually see the files and know how big they are?
I can see the files. I'm not sure how to get how big they are. I guess you have to have a listing of them.
So if you went into computer and found the files, you should be able to see the file size?
I think it's a directory now, but I should be able to find the directory size.
Yeah, if you go into properties on a folder or directory, it'll show you the size of it. I just wonder, you know, if the files are really there. Windows 10. For one thing, I notice a huge difference in my brand new laptop that I got that came with Windows 10 preloaded on it and computers that I've upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10. One of the things I notice is that in my new computer, if I go into computer or lots of places and I want to find a file name, I used to be able to just hit F if I wanted to find all the files that started with F. But now when I hit F, it opens up that edit box and wants me to do a search. And I actually find that more cumbersome than useful. Is there a way to turn that off?
By hitting the first letter, you're trying to jump to the first file with that letter.
Yeah.
Folder options.
Yeah.
The second page, the control tab to the second page, there's a tree view of a whole bunch of stuff.
Uh huh.
One of them says something like automatically type into the search field.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you have to turn that off. Whatever it is, you have to flip it off.
Okay, I will definitely try that.
Yep, I just found that. When typing in the list view, there's an option for automatically type into
yes,
the search
that's
box.
What.
Yeah, I could see how it could be useful if you have a huge number of things that you're looking through. But for me, I'd much rather just go alphabetically and be able to type the first letter of what I'm looking for. I wonder if any of you are using radio-controlled thermostats in your house. They're actually Wi-Fi. There's one called the radio thermostat that I've read about, and there's another one called Nest.
Oh, I know that Mika has Nest.
Yeah. Does he like it?
He does. Yeah, he's trying to get me to buy it, but I'm like, we have the talking thermostats.
Yeah. Oh, I like those.
And they work fine. I know that Mick has had the Nest for a while, and that he likes it, and he uses it on his iPhone, like when he travels and he's not there.
So we got a new alarm system in our house. The company we use is, as their back end, they use alarm.com. And if anybody's looking for accessible alarm monitoring system, alarm.com is full accessible. We could turn on and off things either through the website or through the apps on the iPhone, even get the status of the alarm through Amazon Alexa. And wow. The hardware that we're using also has the talking thing in it. So if anybody's interested in, you know, alarm system that is fairly accessible, alarm.com has a lot of.
And the other one that I read about, there was a podcast done on one called My Abode, which is a do-it-yourself installation. It costs about $400, I think.
Well, last year, somewhere, Samsung came out testing that accessible TVs.
Yeah, there are models out there that do have the talking portion. However, it's not the entire product line. There's only certain models.